and you are listening to the Texas Standard. The electronics that power your cell phone are loaded with switches, components that allow the phone to change networks, get data, and keep you connected while on the move. Well, now a new kind of switch, developed by researchers at the University of Texas at Austin and the University of Lille in France, could make those connections significantly faster while dramatically improving your phone's battery life, especially when 5G networks become the standard a few years from now. Deji Akinwande joins us. He led the research that developed this new switch. He holds the David and Doris Liebarger Endowed Faculty Fellowship in Engineering at the University of Texas Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Professor Akinwande, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Yes, David, it's a pleasure to be on this show today.
I think we've all heard that 5G networks will make our connections to the internet much faster, but the new component you and your colleagues have developed is supposed to increase speeds even more while dramatically, as I understand it, improving our phone's battery life. How does this technology actually work?
Yes, indeed. This is something, David, we've been working on for a couple of years. So one of the biggest challenges in today's smartphones, as you no doubt mentioned, is the battery life and the speed. So, for example, even when you're not using your phone, when you're in an idle state, let's say you're on a phone call, the switches in your phone that are designed to toggle between all the different bands, they're constantly operating even when you're idle. So they're constantly draining the battery even when they're not performing any switching operation. So that is one of the reasons why, you know, if you leave your phone for a few hours, you return to it, even though the display has been off, the battery has reduced from when you left it a few hours earlier. So the kind of switch that we have developed at the University of Texas is a very smart switch in the sense that it does not draw any power from the battery unless it's actually switching between the bands. So the current switches that are being used today are so-called transistor switches. So they need power to be operating and to be ready to respond at any time. The switches that we have developed, these are so-called memory switches. So it's based on the same memory component that is used to store your information, like your images and pictures and data. We've been able to now redesign this memory to operate as a switch for switching between communication. So the good thing or the advantage of a memory device is that by definition, the memory doesn't actually draw any power unless it's actually storing information or retrieving information.
I see. Now, in phones using these switches, how much longer would one expect the battery to run? And when it comes to download speeds, how much faster?
Almost all the phones today are under proprietary information. So we don't really know precisely how much of the battery life is consumed by switches. We do know that there could be up to hundreds of switches in a given smartphone. So the battery life is actually substantial. Indeed, the exact quantity we don't know yet, but with every generation, the consumption of battery power by the switches increases. In terms of the download speeds, we've actually tested that in the lab. So today, if you want to download a high-definition movie, let's say of 2 hours or so, that may take you a few minutes if you're on a very good network. Now, with our switches, you can actually download that in a few seconds. In fact, we did a test in which you could download three high-definition movies in 1 second. So it's extremely fast.
Now, is the technology difficult to actually make? I mean, you know, say on a production line, are you using some particular special kind of element for this switch?
We're using a new material. This material is called hexagonal boronitride. This material is actually quite common. So it's very common and in virtually all makeup products, for example, many skincare products. It's very common as a lubricant. So it's, in a sense, you could say a commodity product. We are using what we call an electronic grade version of this. So it's a premium quality material. So this material can be grown and it can be integrated in a semiconductor production line used for making chips.
Is it expensive?
Many people would say it's always expensive in the beginning, but with time, as more products are made and as the volume increases, the price will come down substantially.
How soon do you think it would be before we might have these in our own cell phones?
That is a tough question. The reason it's tough is so far we've made, let's say, a few dozens of these switches. If you're talking about 5G phones, the volumes that you need are hundreds of millions of these switches. So we have a huge gap in terms of production capability. So for that reason, it would take several years before this can go from an academic lab to an industrial product that is being made in a reliable way at an affordable price at hundreds of millions of volume per year.
Deji Akinwande is a professor in the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at UT Austin. He and his team just published their research in the journal Nature Electronics. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure really to be here today.